And we're back.
And we're back. Did you push it twice?
Yes, ma'am.
Brad's buttons.
You've been into blind squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say.
Kitchen. Faith. Shows a
lot. What on earth?
Things today. Old school. Here's just
a name. Way old school.
It's better than Indian help desks. It's better. It's better than disco. It's better than hard to reach toilet bolts. It's better than ear cheese.
Ew.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night.
Yee-hee.
You can listen anytime you want. Radio on demand. It's all right.
All right. And on today's show, Kidge will say,
woohoo!
And we'll go swimming in the cement pond.
Yee-hee!
With Ellie's critters.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Woo-hoo. Two blind squirrels at night.
Yee-hee!
You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Ma, will you pass me that jug?
I sure will.
All right, and here we are, back again. You can always listen to us live at 7 p.m. Central at twoblindsquirrels.com/live.
That is a fallacy.
Well, okay, as soon as our sandwich show is over, we'll be around.
Yeah.
Make sure that I use the right word.
Probably there. About 7:15.
Ish.
Yes.
Just say 7-ish. Yeah.
Kids just call me on the floor there.
Yeah, way to go, Kidge.
Except those times that we record at 6.
Mm-hmm. Or if we record at 8.
So. Or the times that Mixler doesn't work.
Okay, all right! I'm doing the best I can here with what I got! Trying to run a cruise line with two rowboats and a turtle.
Hey, now. Did he just call us rowboats? I'm not so sure, because I'm not the turtle.
Speaking of the turtle, here we go.
Captain America, Green Lantern, are you kidding me? Actually, you're both right. I like them both. Captain America was just generally good all around. What was interesting about Green Lantern was I didn't like it at first. And then as I thought about all the things, I realized that everything did make sense. But they didn't explain everything. A lot of it you just had to put together yourself, which I tend to like. Even if I see you moving around now.
Yes, the Green Lantern was a little more intellectual, I would think. A little more...
Yeah, but it was kind of...
Kind of weird.
Kind of weird. I went to sleep.
Not as big a fan of Green Lantern as mm-hmm. Captain America.
Oh, Captain America is way better.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Way better.
I thought the Green Lantern had a more... I thought the Green Lantern had a more interesting plot.
Even though when I went to school after, you know, we'd watch the Captain America and the mm-hmm. girl, the high school girls had seen it, mm-hmm. they're like, that was the stupidest ending I've ever seen. Hate that ending.
Captain America ending? Mm-hmm. Oh.
That was per a 15 and 16-year-old. Just saying.
I would like to report to you that my adoring fans in the chat room were stating that I may be a little bit quieter than the two of you.
Quieter?
Quieter.
How about now?
How about now? How about now? Am I better?
Can you hear me now?
Wait. I have always been able to hear you, Faith. Always.
Not you. Quarter. Not me, you.
Can you hear Kidge now?
Can you hear
now?
Kidge now?
Can you hear me? Yeah. Count to 10 there, Kidge.
1, 2, 3, 4, 10.
There you go.
All right.
Of empty air.
Is he mumbling?
Yes.
Well, I wasn't sure I liked the decision to make the bad guy. It was the bad guy in the first Green Lantern movie. Bad guy for a first movie, because it was like, your first job is save the universe. Like, what's the next? I mean, they're going to save the multiverse next?
Yep.
Goodness. But overall, I thought...
There's no such thing as a multiverse.
That's true.
And
but there couldn't be.
It's impossible.
What? Are you saying that God could not make a multiverse?
Oh, boy.
No, I'm saying the concept of a multiverse is impossible.
I haven't done any research into it. I was just playing a Jesus juke there.
I saw solar flares.
You actually saw them?
Just saying.
Like, yeah, on the sun?
No, I saw pictures of them.
But my brother saw them.
Is he that far north?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. They have northern lights
up there, did they?
Yes, they did.
Really?
What do you think, I'm lying?
Well, no, I'm just surprised because they were seeing them in, like, Russia.
Well, he's almost that far north.
Yeah, Maine, Russia, pretty close.
Your phone, like, are you serious? You're calling again? Because I kept dialing and I kept getting this weird, well, perfectly normal class.
Maybe we should just have a show and leave him in the background talking.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I have no idea what he's talking
about. I don't either. I swear he just wanders around and mumbles while he calls us.
It's like his brain just, there's no filter, and it just.
It's just everything.
Whatever he's thinking about, whatever thought he's having, goes right into the phone.
America, good. Green Lantern, good. Neither of them great. Entertaining.
Okay.
Right.
All
right.
Bye.
Okay, Space Turtle.
Yes, I thought both movies were entertaining. Neither movie was great. I agree with you, Space Turtle.
I love how he does that, where he'll start it out and he'll actually talk about what he wants to talk about in the first 15 to 30 seconds, and the rest are just going to...
Well, that's the Space Turtle, right?
And so in conclusion...
that's what the Space Turtle does.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa, Brad, Faith, Kidge.
Hi.
Buford.
Hello.
Tallulah.
Anybody else is there? Just calling to say that there's a lot of Creative Commons music out there that you can find over on YouTube. There's a lot of stuff like gaming type songs and things like that.
Yeah, I checked that out. That's where I got the one where it goes, it sounds like a circus kind of music. Yeah.
I don't know why I'm talking like this. I just am, because I am. Oh, by the way, in playing this, you agree to abide by the copyright, which means you have to pay me $1 million. Okay, bye.
The Google translation said, "You agreed to abide by the copyright was rejected to be $1 billion." Bye. I'm going by the written version.
Mm-hmm. Was rejected.
$1 billion.
I love how they can just put anything in the EULA, and it doesn't matter because you'll sign it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you have to agree that you'll give us your firstborn child if you want to use our product.
Right.
And it's like, it's crazy. I signed up for unlimited data from AT&T, unlimited. You know, I paid the extra bucks to get the unlimited.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no.
No, it's not, it's limited.
There's no unlimited.
If you're, and it's not even like after 10 gig, you know, we're going to charge you money. It's the top 5% will be throttled. I got throttled. Don't throttle me.
That's a lot of data, Brad.
You can't throttle me.
Seriously, what are you doing?
On the way home, every day, I watch Netflix all the way home.
You're driving a car.
I stream a lot of video.
Okay.
Now let's use the term driving loosely, okay?
Fair enough.
Snoopy knows the way. I don't need to do anything.
You don't. Oh, Lord.
So, yeah, I was in the top 5% last month. Throttled. Unlimited.
What
those
does that
things
mean?
Don't go together.
Did they
turn my speed down.
Penalize us or something?
They turned my speed down on my phone, so I couldn't get video anymore.
Really?
Really.
That's just mean.
Isn't it?
Yep. And they're raising their prices.
They can't do that.
They can, too, because it's in the EULA.
Huh.
Unlimited doesn't really mean unlimited. Because like
you signed over our second-born child to
like
them?
Like 4G
is that why?
Doesn't really mean 4G.
Right. Okay. Anyway. Right.
It's all marketing. It's all marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Marketing.
Mm-hmm. What we should do is we should pay full price for our phones and get them without a contract.
Metro PCS.
Hello, squirrels. This message is for Kidge, and I think I have a...
Kidge, are you listening?
I am.
Pay attention.
Okay, thank you.
Put the popsicle down.
I don't have a popsicle. Toothpick, no popsicle.
The whole Kidge-unfriendliness of a movie. All right, Kidge, here's what you do. Are you listening, Kidge? Pay attention now. You have April Swift watch the movie first, right?
And she why should she be exposed to all that porn?
That's not helpful.
There's a scene that's not kids friendly. She jumps in front of the television and rips off all her clothes just for you.
And this is not kids friendly. For you people.
For us people.
No, because now we're all picturing Avery's with naked.
Okay. Nope. Really?
Well, he just said it.
Nobody's picturing that.
But he said it.
Nobody's picturing that.
Do you know how a man's brain works? If you say it, I have to picture it.
Oh, Lord.
I think Kitch hung up.
Yeah. When it's gone, then you can continue watching the movie.
There will be no watching the movie.
But what happens with that? That's better anyway than any movie. Yep. So, hey.
Friendly.
That's kids friendly, right there.
I think we figured out how John got 9 kids.
There we go. Think so.
Oh, but and you'd have to have a television in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Okay. He went there.
I guess that's not going to work. Bye.
He went there.
He can't help himself.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Kidge.
What John is forgetting is that we don't have any kids yet, so...
So what?
You know, we wouldn't need to be constrained.
We need to go to the bedroom now. I'm picturing Kidge and in the living room.
Okay, stop! This is not Brad friendly. It's not Brad friendly. Okay, really?
I can just hear his head spinning around.
It is. Like The Exorcist.
Exactly. Maybe I should quit the show. This is just too much public attention for me or my family. I'm going to resign my candidacy.
Hey, Glenn Squirrels, this is Brian from the PB&J show.
Hey, it's Brian from the PB&J show.
Hi, Brian.
I think is he in the chat room?
Yes, he is.
I was having a discussion with a friend of mine at work, and he asked me when they were ever going to get around to inventing a perpetual motion machine. And I thought this would be a good question for you guys, since kids doesn't like to go outside. I figured he was kind of into sciencey stuff.
Well, here's the thing. They've already invented a perpetual motion machine. It just doesn't do anything. Because there's zero sum, you know?
Uh-huh.
You can invent a machine that moves forever. It just won't... It can't have any friction. It has to operate in a vacuum. It has to... You know, there's just things... Because it can't... If it's doing work, it has to have energy.
Sorry, blacked out there for a second.
That it had already been invented, and it's called the solar system.
No, the solar system is not a perpetual motion machine either, because people, this is why evolution can't be true. This is why the universe is not eternal, because what we know. The law of physics says that everything tends towards disorder. Everything is breaking down. Everything starts off fast and gets slower. Energy naturally follows, is constantly transforming itself into less efficient energy.
It's called entropy.
Entropy. Yes, entropy. Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. So if the universe was eternal and everything is slowing down, guess what? If it's always been here, everything would be still right now. Nothing would be moving.
There'd be no continual motion.
Everything would be broken down, because if the universe was eternal, because that means it's always been here and it's always slowing down, so it means it wouldn't be stopped.
Are you done?
I'm done.
His head's spinning again.
The solar system is also deteriorating. The orbits are decaying. The sun is burning out. It's not perpetual motion. It just, from our short little view.
Well, what is it? December 21st, right?
We only have till December 21st anyway.
So,
you know what would be hilarious?
What?
If Brian said all of this in his voicemail.
It would be.
I was wondering what you guys thought, if they'd ever get around to recreating a solar system, possibly on a molecular level, and how can they take advantage of that?
Well, God's already done that, too, and it's called the atom. Where you have neutrons.
Molecular level, that's a little bigger.
Neutrons zipping around.
Can he talk?
Yes, go ahead.
Practical uses for that, or whatever. And, I don't know, just a weird question. So, thanks, bye.
Bye. Thank you for your call.
Yes, thank you.
We summarily dismiss it.
Okay.
Alrighty then.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much. All right.
Yes.
I love how he lumps us into we.
Kidge would like... Hey, we're all one here.
Kidge and I...
We're all on the same page.
Again, not Kidge friendly.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm not one with y'all.
I'm with you, kids.
We're all on the same page.
Kids and I don't want to be lumped in with you when you're crazy stuff. Sometimes.
We are diverse people with unity of action.
That sounds like a Toby Mac song.
It does. I was just going to say diversity, right? I think an entire album of Toby Mac song.
Yes.
Diversity. Yeah. All right. That's copyright stuff. So, Kidge.
Uh-huh.
Kidge has internal problem-solving techniques.
You do?
That he would like to discuss with us to know if they are Kidge-specific or just a guy thing.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
so,
Kidge, explain what you mean.
So, it was, you know, discovered to me in several conversations with my own wife this past weekend of how I deal with problems versus how she deals with problems.
She being Aether Swift.
Yes. Gotcha. My wife, when she faces a problem, not necessarily like, what am I going to make for dinner or something like that, but something more of a, I have this personality flaw or character flaw that I would like to deal with sort of thing.
I'm sorry, did your wife has personality flaws?
No, because she's already fixed them all.
Ah. Very good.
So
very good, Kidge.
Because what she does is she says she detects a flaw and then, you know, hypothetically, you know, whatever, she takes the problem by the throat and holds it in front of her eyes and looks at it from every side, determines its greatest weaknesses, and then destroys it.
Okay.
That's how my wife deals with
it. How do you deal with
it? What I generally do.
The tender, milder sex.
Yes.
What I generally do is whenever I deal with a problem,
scared.
If I stare at it straight on, it consumes me. And
I'm sorry. Hold on just a second. Faith, huh? Faith, will you take a note? Do not get on Swifty's bad side.
Yes, I'm good. I got it written down.
Make that note for me.
It's
go ahead,
Pidge.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
That's honestly a really good note to write down. I mean, we're not even joking about that. But so what I do is if I'm facing a problem head on, like she would, it consumes me and then it becomes me.
It becomes you.
And so I can't actually ever escape the problem if all I'm doing is concentrating on it.
Hmm.
Because it consumes everything that I'm doing and consumes everything that I'm thinking, and it just becomes a bigger and bigger problem for me. It grows out of control.
So you ignore it.
Yes. And so what I do is I just throw it in a pot and put it on a back burner.
Yes.
And then whenever it tries to creep up again, I'm like, no, that needs to just stay on the back burner. I can't even think about that right now.
Right.
And I just keep doing that over and over again every time it tries to do that until eventually I look at the pot and realize that either it's fully cooked and I don't have to worry about it anymore, or it's burned. And I can just toss it out. And if it's something that is completely fully cooked at that point and it's not a problem for me anymore, I just toss it into the big cauldron that is me and let it continue to brew in the stew that is my life, I guess.
But what you're saying is that you never deal with them.
But they get dealt with.
That's because you have a wife who takes them and puts them in front of her face and throttles them and then rips them apart and eats their insides.
No, because they're not her problems. She recognizes that they're my problems and she tries to do that, but that causes the adverse sort of thing for me, and it becomes a bigger problem at that point.
Okay, so well, are you done?
So I didn't know if it was a guy thing of focusing on a nothing box while something magically processes this problem in another box.
Okay, well, here's the way I see it, okay? Yep. Here's the way I see what you're doing.
Tell us what you think.
For one thing,
Pastor Brad.
Well, I think that on the surface, all guys do this. I mean, well, in one way or the other.
Sure.
Okay. We ignore the problem and hope it'll go away. Mm-hmm. If we can. Okay. Sure. If it's the
kind of problem you can ignore.
If it's the kind of problem you can ignore, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's our net. Because men have. So I don't want to get into too much of men versus women thing, but men seem to prioritize better.
That's true.
And we're not going to worry about why Bill doesn't like me if my house is on fire.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Let's take care of the house. Bill will get over. He'll get glad.
But my house is on fire. Now he's really not going
to
like me.
I would ask Bill to come help me put it out, but he doesn't like me.
He's going
to
think that I started it.
we can't ask Bill to. Yeah. See, that's a girl problem. And a guy problem is, let's get some water. Bill, grab a hose
bucket.
And
let's go.
We'll worry about our issues later.
Sure.
So I think on one level, yes, this is a guy thing to do. We prioritize, and part of that prioritizing is ignoring things as long as possible. If it can be ignored, by definition, it's not a problem I really need to think about. Mm-hmm. Now, second thing is something's going on at the same time that that's happening, and that is you're aware that that problem is there.
Yeah.
So at night, your subconscious, whatever, there is something going on that is working on that issue.
Right. Okay.
Now, some issues take care of themselves,
mm-hmm.
but some things, and then suddenly you're like, oh, I know how to handle that now, you know, right. And that's just because it's been sitting on that back burner for 3 weeks and you've had time to kind of, you know, it's not that big a deal anymore, or
like
you
said,
here's what I'm hearing.
It's
answer.
Finished sautéing.
It's done.
Sautéing, right.
It's taking care of itself.
So that's part of the problem too. I mean, that's part of the thing that you're doing too, but I think there's another level too.
Mm-hmm.
And if we activate the Lord in all this, and we say, Lord, I got this issue and I don't know how to fix it. So Lord, I'm just going to give it to you, Lord. Please tell me how to deal with it. I'm not going to deal with it until you tell me how to deal with it. And if we can do that, then I think we're using the way we were designed, not evolved, but the way we were designed in a positive way. The Lord's going to equip us to handle the problems we need to handle when we need to handle them. And we need to have faith that's the way it's going to, and don't worry about things we can't do anything about.
Amen.
Salud.
That's very mature of you.
As a Christian, I think that I think the part of that is a natural or secular or uh-huh. naturalistic sort of thing that men do anyway.
Sure.
But then if we can activate the Lord in that process, things are going to be good, man.
Yeah.
And women, I don't know. Okay.
Right.
And do I have any advice or clue about that? Because
that's because I handle things a lot like
a
man.
That's a whole mystery over there. Well, yes, but here's the problem with Faith. She'll have a problem or an issue with somebody. She'll put it on the back burner and forget about it, but she's still mad at them.
Mm-hmm,
she just
don't
remember
why. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. What? Why are you?
But I do like the fact that Faith lets things roll off of her, and only every once in a while does something get under her skin, and then, but the problem is then something's under her skin, but she doesn't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather have that problem than the other one where nothing rolls off your back and everything, you have to watch everything you say around the person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not a comfortable life. That's not a good life.
No. So
I don't have to watch what I say. And I mean, I'm kind, but I don't have to.
Well, they've all heard the show.
Yeah, exactly. Not many women could do this. put up with me.
So does that answer your question, Kidge?
I think so. I think it kind of affirmed a little bit more.
So I think some of it's Kidge unique, and I think some of it's a guy thing.
Yeah. Cool. Well, all right.
So next time you just lay it down in front of the Lord and...
So now, kids, I have a question for you.
Sir.
Okay. I am, we're having, a family thing and I'm playing with my daughter and Faith has said something but I'm like, you know, anyway, the point is I get a text.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the same room as my wife.
Is this a hypothetical?
No.
Okay. I didn't know
what
if you were
on
like
earth?
I'm playing with
Speaking
my daughter.
Speaking of, forget this happened a long time ago.
I know, and it's been in the show notes ever since because it's hilarious.
Oh.
So I'm playing with my daughter and I get a text from my wife who's in the same room with me to tell me that she's mad at me because I didn't back her up when she told my daughter something.
You didn't?
Uh-huh. Well, I know I didn't. That's not the issue.
Just saying.
No, you were completely right in the argument. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that. But now, so I'm responding to her because I don't want to mess up the time because I'm having daughter family. I'm having a dad,
father-daughter
bonding time here. And we're having a good time.
They were in a tent.
So I'm texting her back, you know, hey, I don't really think I did that. I think I did this. And then she sends one back to me, very fiery. So we're fighting over texts in the same room.
Okay.
Have we jumped the technological shark here, is what I'm saying. Is this good parenting, or have we gone too far?
Well, in my years and years of parenting and marriage experience,
yes,
I think you jump the shark when you text the child to text the other one. Or you post it on Facebook saying, could someone write on my husband's wall this?
Yeah, I'm with you there.
And also change your status, your relationship status to it's complicated.
It's complicated. That's always been there. That's what I've always said.
Funny.
It's the most interesting one of the bunch. No, I'm kidding.
I love it.
Mine says married. Because
mine too.
Good for you.
Yay.
Good for you, kids. I'm so proud of you.
Oh.
All right. Do we want to get into this other thing real quick?
How long have we been going here?
What do we got? How much time we got here? I think we'll postpone this last thing for next show. Okay.
Alrighty then.
All right.
We'll talk about presuppositions next show.
Okay.
So did you put this link in here about Hunger Games?
Me?
I think I did for Faith.
Why? Oh, okay. What about? What link?
It was the book review for Hunger Games.
Oh, what did it say?
I don't know. I linked it to you for you to read it.
Oh.
But you didn't link it to her.
It to the show notes. I don't know how to look at the show notes.
She never looks at the show
notes. Because I figured Brad would probably read it at some point and remember that we had a talk.
His head is spinning.
Okay. You just should have just sent that as a Twitter to me here, Faith might like this review.
Why don't you just text it to me?
Because I don't want to have your phone number because then I sound like a creeper.
No, you're not a creeper.
Not.
You can have a phone number. It's 903.
Uh-uh. Hey.
555
1212 funny.
You know, I don't. Did you send me your phone number? I think you did.
We did this last time.
Yeah, we did this last time.
Good. Okay.
All right.
Alrighty then.
Good.
Creeper.
Sorry.
Creeper. It's an interesting word.
Cheaters and creepers.
Cheaters and creepers. It's the name of the show. There you go. First show is called Cheaters. The second show is called Creepers.
No, I'm going to name both shows Cheaters and Creepers Part 1 and 2. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us. What else we got in the chat room? Anybody got anything interesting they want to add or say?
Yes. Brian says that texting is the new language and the new speaking in foreign languages in front of people who don't understand, or spelling in front of young kids, like, you know, WALK sort of thing.
Yes.
Oh, is it 8 o'clock? Helen's in the shower.
Helen's got in the shower. Isn't she good?
It must be 8 o'clock.
Self-prompting children.
She is. She does have, like, an alarm that tells her everything she does.
But she set up the alarms and she obeys them. So.
She did. She set up herself.
Now, that's lazy parenting out there. When you give your kid an iPhone with set alarms that say, go get in the shower, so you don't have to go tell them.
Wow.
Somebody shoot us. We have gone off the deep end.
Oh, I still tell her because I forget that she
has
that thing.
Well, I don't think about it when I did it, but now that I'm saying it, this is the dumbest. This is like, we are the laziest parents on the planet.
Speak for yourself. I didn't do it. I didn't set it up.
You're in this with me. Don't you try to bail out now.
And I didn't give her the phone.
You got your rowboat hooked to mine.
Somehow I'm still a rowboat.
I'm telling you.
Kidge.
Bios con Dios.
Okay.
Hold on. I was perfect, but I wasn't ready to play the music. Dang it. Okay, do it again.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.
Seriously?
Sorry. Okay, everybody in the chat room, I'm turning off the Mixler before I forget to do it. So, Vials can do us in there. Thanks for joining us. And I appreciate your comments and stuffs. So, bye.
Bye, Brian.
All right. And, Kitch, thank you for joining us. It was fun.
But, of course.
Okay. And, I think it's getting a lot better. You're getting comfortable and jumping in, and it's fun. Yes?
I try. Yeah. Faith, I just sent you that link, so, on Facebook.
Oh, she's gone.
Okay, well, tell her that I sent it on Facebook. She'll most likely notice it soon.
There you go. I'll tell her that. All right. And, I guess that's all, right? Don't wash away. Is your house above grade?
Yes.
Good. Smart boy.
Yes. So we're good. We're good.
It always amazes me that people buy houses below grade. I'm just like, what are you just asking to be flooded?
No, like we're kind of like probably 10 feet up off the street.
Awesome. Perfect.
Maybe not even that much, but
you could dig
higher than the street.
You could have had a basement.
Well, who knows about that, but this is Texas clay and all. So
yeah. Well, when we lived on Conley, our first house, it had a basement, but that was the way they did it. The basement was actually street level. It was only, it was about 2 foot. It was about 2 foot under street level.
Oh, really?
The bottom of the basement, the very bottom of the basement was like right at street level. And then, it was right at street level. That's right. Because the sewage pipes and stuff were under that. So, but then the house was actually had like a, set on a hill, you know,
uh-huh.
And all the houses on the street did this. So the actual house didn't start until you got on top of the hill, which was about, I guess about 10 foot, 8 foot.
Sure.
So that the basement was actually right at grade, you know, and it still flooded. All right. That's enough of all that. I guess I'll talk to you later. Enjoy your week. Have fun. I hope you get that job. I hope it's, well, I guess you already got it, but I hope it's everything you want. You said it's a lot more money, right?
It will be, yes.
But it's what you want to do?
It will definitely get me the experience to do what I want to do. I mean, like, I will be starting at level one, which is basically what I'm doing now. But they kind of need me to bump up to, like, level two, which is more servers and security and that sort of stuff. So there's